really sound good, you guys. That's great, thank you. Okay. Good morning again. So my talk title this morning is, How Does God Know What I'm Doing? When we ask this question, we are declaring ourselves separate from our Creator. So in truth, it's kind of a silly question. And yet we ask it, don't we? Thinking we are not part of the whole of creation, unimportant, alone, limited, this question is built on ignorance of the cosmic law. There's a law, and the law says we are all one, connected, different, thank you, God. That there's no big or little to the divine presence, the law which governs everything. There's no big or small. There is no more life in the elephant than there is in the flea, just in a different package. We are each a part of the whole of creation and part of the Creator. This is the first of the month, and usually on the first of the month, we have Dr. Ken Gordon. But this morning and yesterday, I decided to do it a little bit differently because I found this great YouTube with this little girl. And her theme seems to be to try your best. And her mom and dad have been arguing. They might even be getting a divorce. And so let's listen to the wisdom of this spirit in a very small container.
Mom, are you ready to be his friend?
Yes.
Try not to be that high up to be friends. I want everything to be low, okay?
Okay.
Just try your best. I don't want you and my dad to be replaced and me's again. I want you and my dad to be placed as settled and be friends. I'm not trying to be mean. I just want everyone to be friends. And if I can be nice, I think all of us can be nice too. I'm not trying to be mean, but I'm trying to do my best in my heart. Nothing else than that. I want you, Mom, my dad, everyone to be friends. I want everyone to be smiling, not like being mad. I want everything to smile, especially when I see someone, I want them to smile. Especially Nana, everyone. I want everyone to smile. And if that's for my dad and you, Mom, I think you can do it. I think you can settle your mean heights down a little to short heights. Then it's both, okay? I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be a bully. I'm trying to be steady on the floor, not way down, on straight, on the middle where my heart is. My heart is something. Everyone else's heart is something too. And if we live in a world where everyone's being mean, everyone's gonna be a monster in their future. What if there's just a little bit of persons and we will eat them, then no one will ever be here. Only the monsters in our place. We need everyone to be a person. Everyone. Including me and my mom, everyone. I just want everything to be settled down. Nothing else. I just want everything to be good as possible. Nothing else.
Thank you, Tana. Come and give mommy a chup-chup. I love you.
I love you too.
Do you love that? Yeah. When I found that, I thought, oh, I mean, she's saying such a truth. Live from the middle. She goes, live from the middle. The middle where your heart is, not low, but from the middle. And then she says, otherwise, you know, they just become monsters and we eat them. And settle your mean highs. So you can imagine this little girl, settle your mean highs. Well, what she's saying to us is true, isn't it? When we get angry, when we get upset, it's our mean highs. We need to bring it down to our heart. Settle everything from our heart. In every moment, we each have the choice. We have the choice to take our focus back to our hearts, and consciously co-create from a place of our divine nature, from our divine self. This is who we are. We're part of the whole, and it's up to each one of us. The truth is God is always ready to express in and as each one of us. We have to settle ourselves in our hearts to live from and in our God self. That's all she was telling us. That's what she was telling her parents. Ernest Holmes said, God is the silent power behind all things, always ready to pour its essence into our experience, that which is calling our name. It's always ready, that divine creator, to pour into whatever it is we are desiring to experience and to express. It's so magnificent, and we get to live with it and live in it and create from that place. And this month in the Science of Mind magazine, our friend Reverend Jane Beach is doing the daily guides. And Jane Beach has spoken here a couple of times, and I think you know her. And if you don't get the Science of Mind magazine, I'm telling you, you need to get this month. And we've got, like, I think only four left back there. And Jane Beach says things so gently and easily that you get it. And she writes the daily guides in this month. And she says, I give every situation to you. And she's talking to Spirit. I give every situation to you. Tell me what to say. Help me to be a person of grace. No matter what the response, I give the outcome to you. How simple that is. And Reverend Jane keeps it so simple, and she's telling us that when we keep it simple and we keep recognizing that we're in partnership with the divine, with the beloved, with whatever name you want to call that creative essence that is our life force, it is ours to use. See, I believe everything asks us to partner with a greater presence, to use that magnificent expression of life that lives within our hearts. It can and will set us free from that higher place that the little girl talked about. And yesterday, here's some more of Jane's writing. And again, it's so simply put. My mind is remarkable, and my ability to grow my mind is even more remarkable. Looking for the good God in every situation wakes up the genesis in the positive, resilient, relaxed sections of my brain. My body responds by increasing the blood flow to those areas, which heightens my ability to see the good in life and helps me move through challenges easier. If I focus on worry and guilt, my brain responds with anxiety, lower self-esteem, as I build a conscious relationship with my own inner wisdom. My brain responds with self-confidence and inner peace. I'm the thinker of my own thoughts. The gloomy thoughts that run through my mind are created by me, the thought maker. When I tell myself I can't do it, It's me, Jane, who has done the thinking. Since I'm the one who has created the thought, I'm the one who can challenge it. With the new awareness, I affirm I can do it, and my actions follow, and my life changes. She says it so simply, and yet it is simple. It's simple. Ask and you shall receive. Come into partnership, and it's there for you to pour its very essence into you. Come from the heart. This is the place where all of life is created from. So take heart, as the little girl knows, we are of God's heart. And this means we are protected and we are strengthened. We are strengthened by love. When we take heart, meaning residing in love always from that sacred place, the ignorance of the world cannot steal us away. The news cannot then lift us up into an energy field that isn't from the heart. In the midst of our godly heart, love is awaiting our every need and our every desire. It's up to each one of us. God knows what we're doing and who we are when we're in complete partnership with that presence of spirit. It's up to us to use it. It's up to us to come from our heart. So now we're going to listen to our spiritual leader from Centers for Spiritual Living. We're going to close the service with that. We're going to listen to Dr. Ken Gordon.
Reverend Dr. Ken Gordon, spiritual leader for Centers for Spiritual Living, coming to you today from this beautiful city of Kelowna, British Columbia, to give you your June themes for 2018. The first one comes from Reverend Joe Nemec from Spokane, Washington, retired, and is for June 3rd. And his topic and his title is, How Does God Know What I'm Doing? So how does God know what I'm doing? Well, when you actually think about it, what God is it is that base foundation of who we are. So the question's literally like asking, how does the air know that I'm here? The simple fact of the matter is that each and every one of us at our core position in life is spirit itself. There's no disconnect, nothing that can possibly in any way separate us from the divine itself, except we have the ability with our consciousness and with our mind to be able to do that. And we do that by utilizing certain things such as good, bad, right, wrong, left, right, man, woman. And when we do that, what happens is that we label and limit ourselves in the way that we operate and the way that we live. Dr. Holmes said in The Living Science of Mind, when we ask ourselves how it is that God knows who we are, and that our little affairs are important, the answer is that God knows everything, not as big and little, but only as action and reaction, only as contemplation which produces its own reaction. He also said in The Living of the Science of Mind, he said, it must be then that the obstruction is in our own consciousness or from our unconscious resistance created by the thoughts of big and little or hard and easy. This is what we must overcome. The big challenge is to live in this world from the foundation of the truth of who we are. And that means for me that I need and I require spiritual practice on a regular basis. I need time to be able to sit down and actually contemplate and remember the truth of who I am. That way, the things that happen in my life, the conditions I see in my life, are reflections of something that I know is created within my